Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chelmechel, Zichrono Levracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Levracha, with a friendly appreciation to the Wengers who are sponsoring Learning in the Shul this week. L'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Avram, Zichrono Levracha. We are going to complete Sefer Malachi today, with it all of Sifrei HaNeviim. And in doing so, we do so by studying today the third parak of Malachi. And so Malachi begins as follows. He's going to talk about the great day of judgment. He's going to talk about then the Haftorah for Shabbos HaGadol. First, he starts with the day of judgment. Hineni sholeach Malachi. Hashem says, I'm going to send my angel. And who is that angel? Mashiach ben Yossi, says Ibn Ezra. Or the Malach who's going to be there on the great day of judgment. And this refers to the question, where is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu of justice? Well, here's the answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm sending him. Upina derech lefana, he's going to clear the way before me. In other words, the Malach is going to purify the earth to be prepared for the Shekhinah by annihilating all of the people who do chatoim, says Rashi, or by getting them to do tshuva, says the Malbim, or by dealing with the Malach to stand and guard all the roads leading to Eretz Yisrael, preparing the way for us to return to where we're supposed to go, says the Radak. And so what's going to happen? Upitom yavo el heichalo ha'adon, asher atem mevakshim. And suddenly, Hashem, who you're seeking, is going to come to his heichal. Ha'adon asher atem mevakshim, umalach habris asher atem chafetzim. Hine ba, amar Hashem tzvakos. The one you're waiting for, he's going to come. Now, who's going to be able to handle it? Umi mechalkel esiyom bo'o, umi ha'omi behera uso. Who's going to handle and wait for that? Who's going to be able to stand there when he appears? Ki hu ish mitzarech u'kaboris mechabsin. It's like the fire that refines. And it's like the destruction of the Rishayim and to the atonement of the Tzadikim. It's like washes soap in refining metal. Kadosh Baruch Hu's going to judge the guilty. Who's going to be able to handle that situation? And how's it going to happen? V'yasha mitzari fumetar kesef. He's going to sit and refining and puring silver. And what's going to happen? He's going to sit, which is a term usually implying justice. The Malach is going to examine people's deeds, says the Radak. And he's going to go ahead. V'tiyar es b'nei Levi. He's going to purify the descendants of Levi. He's going to get rid of the Kohanim who were involved in being mitami the Mizbeach, says the Ibn Ezra. And he's going to go ahead with Zikei Kosam Kezab Kakesef. He's going to purge them like in the refinement process of gold and silver. And they will be offered up an offering to Hashem like tzedakah. There's a very famous slicha that is recited on one of the fast days known as L'Hashem Agishem and Chabit Tzedakah. And this is a reference to the Nevuah, says Radak, that after Hashem's Malach purifies the Shevet Levi, the Kohanim will be able to be very meticulous in dealing with the Karbanos, which is the exact opposite of what was going on in the time of Malachi. And so then, in Pasuk Dalet, and here on in, all the way through till the end of Sefer Neviim, we deal with the Haftorah, which is also the words of the Navi, which is also the Haftorah for Shabbos HaGadol. Ve'arva la'Hashem in Chas Yehuda b'Yerushalayim k'mei olam u'chshanim kadmanayos. The offerings of Yehuda in Yerushalayim will be pleasing, ve'arva, like in the olden days in the former years. What is that a reference to? So the Toras Kohanim says, Kimei Olam is the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, where we say there is that the fire came out and consumed the chatas and the best parts of the karbanos, and Kashanim Kadmanios refers to the days of Shlomo HaMelech, where all of Am Yisrael were there when the fire came down. So Rebbe says this Kimei Olam refers to the days of Noach, and Shanim Kadmanios, the day of Evel, of Hevel, when there was no Avodah Zarah as yet. Whichever it is, the Pasuk seems to suggest that we'll go back to an earlier period in time. And here we seem to suggest that this fire will consume the karbanos offered in the time of the Bayis Shlishi. And The Navi continues and says, "V'karafti aleichem lamishpat va'isi eid memaher b'mechashem unafim uba nishboim l'sheker ba'oshke sar sachir al manabi asomu mateger v'lo yireyuni." Amar Hashem Tzvakos, I'll approach you for judgment. I'll be a swift witness against sorcerers and against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, and also against those who cheat out the people who are the downtrodden, right? The people like the widow, the fatherless, the people who pervert the ger, and those who don't fear me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not very excited to see all these people who show no Yerushalayim. They violate all my dinim, and they don't create a positive sense. They look for a chance for them to lord themselves over the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to just deal with them justly, and that justice will be meted out. I didn't change, says Hashem, and you, the children of Yaakov, you haven't reached the end as yet. And what does he mean? Am Yisrael's statement, whoever does evil is good in Hashem's eyes, that's not so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't cherish people who do Averos, and he doesn't hate the tzaddikim. Hashem hasn't reneged on his promise that the people of Am Yisrael will be there forevermore, says the Malbim. I haven't changed. And that's an important yisod in life also, where sometimes we think that the secret of modernity is the secret of being able to step up and do what we feel like. Not so, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimei Abu Seichem, Sartem Echukai V'lo Shmartem. Hashem says, look, from the days of your forefathers, you guys, ever said for a long time, it has elapsed since you listened to me. But Hashem says, Shuvu Elai. V'yashuvu aleichem, amar Hashem Tzvakos. Hashem says, return to me, I'll return to you. But you'll turn back. V'amartem, and Ashuv, you'll turn back and you'll say, how are we going to go back? What are we going to do tshuva for? What do we need to do tshuva for? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer, you know what we mean? I'll tell you, Hayikba Adam Elokim ki atem kovim osi, v'amartem b'mekvanucha maser v'atruma. Will a man rob Hashem? You rob me. And you'll say, what did we rob you with? We robbed you with tithes and with truma. Right? We didn't do what we were supposed to do. You're cursed with a curse, but you rob me. The entire nation does so. In other words, Am Yisrael doesn't recognize the curse of the land as a punishment. You have a responsibility to see it that way. Hagoy kulo, says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that decrees should be made, shouldn't be made if they're too difficult. Engozun in gezeira al atzibur, elim kain rov atzibur yecholim lamod bo. We don't make decrees unless the entire majority of the congregation are able to do it. So the Gemara says, what do we mean, Hagoy Kulo, that the whole nation is going to be punished? What we mean to say is that if the entire Am Yisrael sins, then yes, there may be a difficult decree. But if it's not Hagoy Kulo, then no, a difficult decree doesn't get enacted in that situation. So the Navi continues and says, Havi was kolam asero beis ha'otzar b'yitarf b'veisi u'bechanuni nabizos amar Hashem Tzvakos. Hashem says, I want you to bring all of the maestros to the treasury, so there should be nourishment. And Hashem says, "Bimlo after imlo," so that avtach lachem is arubos hashamayim v'arikosi lachem bracha ad b'lidai. I want you to understand, if you go ahead and you have so many, and you do this and you do what you're supposed to do, you bring the truma and all the maaser, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's no way I won't be able to give you all the bracha. Varikosi lachem bracha. There'll be so much crop that you won't have room to go ahead and store it. That's how crazy it is, and that is an important principle. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu also adds, Varikosi v'garti lachem ba'ochel v'lo yeshchischem es pri adama v'lo teshakel lachem gefen asadam Hashem Tzvakos. I'll destroy the arbe, the locusts that come, because they won't come and ruin the land's produce. That won't be the issue that you'll have to deal with, right? As says Hashem, and not only that, the issue eschem kol agoyim, all the people of the world will praise you. Because you're going to be the favored land, says Hashem. So Hashem, we have a responsibility. Just rise to the occasion. If we do so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets us along there. So Hashem says, I want you to, your words distressed me. What does that mean? Chazku means, your words had a strong effect on me. Whereas the Malbim says, you're intensifying the machlokas between us. Hashem saw that we didn't accept his answers. Where is Hashem's, where is the God of Mishpat? So, you're going to say, when do we speak against you? So I'll tell you, Amartim Shavavod Elohim, Umabetza Kishamanu Mishmartiv Chi Alachnu Kadoranis Mdei Hashem Tzavakos. He said, it's pointless to serve God. It's pointless. We didn't believe fully that Hashem rewards those who serve him, says Rashi. Now we understand why Hashem withholds punishment, but we still couldn't understand why he would bring adversity upon the righteous. And that becomes a very major issue. It's, and in that situation, Hashem says, we turn around and we feel lowly in the presence of the, Hashem. That is to say, what does that mean? Kedor Anis comes from the word Kedar. Kedar means dark in that situation. And so what should we do? We now praise the people who are doing evil. Gam nivnu osei risha, gam bachanu elokim vayimaleitu. Even the wicked have gotten firm foundations. They tested Hashem and they've survived. So when we said it's pointless to serve Hashem, we praise the evildoers for disregarding the Torah, says Rashi. And then they become stronger than ever and they test God. The wicked say, so let's see if Hashem will punish us, says Rashi and the Malbim. And so what happens? Hashem says, "Az nidbur yirei Hashem ish al reyu." That's when the God-fearing people speak to one another. They turn around and they gather into groups to discuss and analyze the words, and they conclude that Mishpatei Hashem Tzedek, Tzadku Yachtav, Atzur Tamim Paul, Kichod Rachav Mishpat, that the deeds of Hashem are perfect. All his ways are just. Kelam Unave Inavel, that he's a faithful God, and there's nothing wrong over here. And so what Hashem, that's when they get together, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma, and Hashem hears it, and he comes close and he hears, Vayikasev Sefer Zikaron Lefanav Lirei Hashem Elochosh Veishmo, Hashem writes it down in a scroll of remembrance. The Gemara in Shabbos points out over here that when two Talmidei Chachamim discuss a Dvar Torah in a comfortable, in an edifying way, Hashem himself listens to the words. And that's what's going to happen over here. When we get involved in the study of Torah, well, we are getting an insight into the way Hashem wants this world to run. Hashem says, they'll be mine. For that day, I'm going to make a treasure. And I'm going to show a comfort and a compassion, just like a person who's compassionate with a son who serves him. The employee gets paid right away. The reward becomes temporary. Once he gets his paycheck, he's done. But the son, he doesn't necessarily get the greatest paycheck right away, but he gets the business. And that's a big difference. And that's what Hashem wants us to understand. Hashem says, on that day, we're going to see the difference between the tzaddik and the rasha, between the one who serves Hashem and the one who didn't serve him. And of course, the Gemara learns from here that the difference is in who goes over the same Torah. He repeats it. Eino Dome. He can't compare somebody who goes over his learning 101 times to the person who doesn't. And it's learned out of this pasuk as well. We have to go over that which we know. Ki hinei hayom ba boer katanur. The day is coming to the end. It's coming soon, blazing like a furnace. So what's going to happen is all the evildoers and all the wicked will be like straw, and they're going to be set afire. They're not going to have a root or a branch that comes in. And the Son of Mercy shall rise with healing in its wings for you who fear my name. Then you'll go forth and be fat as fattened calves. Right? Then you'll be able to go ahead and you'll be full. You'll crush the wicked. They'll be like ash under the soles of your feet. On the day that I'm doing, says Hashem. Right, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. So Malachi says, remember the words of the of Torah from my servant Moshe, Asher Here it is, the last nevuah that's being offered by the last of the Nevi'im, and he tells us, Zichru Toras Moshe Abdi, until the day of that final judgment, we have to learn the Torah. And that is the next step in the process. You won't be have the Navi around, so we'll be able to find Hashem's thinking by looking into the Torah. And I told Am Yisrael, and I commanded them, and I want you to be prepared. But don't worry, that's not the end of the story, because Hinei Anochi Sholeach Lochem Es Eliyah HaNavi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol VeHaNora. Right? As Hashem says, I'm sending you Eliyah HaNavi before Hashem comes, before that great day that Mashiach ben David will be there. And he'll help the people do tshuva, says the Radak. And he's going to help them restore peace with each other and get rid of the sinas chinam that's there, says the Al-Sheikh. V'heishiv leiv avosal banim ve'li banim al avosam. And he'll bring the hearts of the parents onto the children, and the hearts of the children by means of the parents. What does he mean to say? Hashem will say to the young people, go speak to your parents about keeping Hashem's laws, says Rashi. And maybe it refers to Tchias HaMesim. When the deceased children are revived, they'll describe to their parents the judgment one soul is subjected to after death. And that will get the parents to do tshuva for their situation. Or he'll be able to show each other who's legitimate and who's not. Pen avo v'kesias aretz cherem, lest they come and smite the earth with utter destruction. In other words, that those who don't listen to the warnings, on the day of judgment, they'll get destroyed, or they'll die even earlier, says the Radak. This is the power of tshuva, and it's a lesson for all of us to turn around and take. Hinei anochi sholeach lochem es Eliyah HaNavi lifnei bo yom Hashem hagodol v'hanora. Salik Sefer Nevi'im, we close out this wonderful, wonderful work, the work of Malachi, the work of Treyasar, the work of all of the Nevi'im. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the opportunity to hear from them again in the future with the coming of Eliyahu as a Besora for the prelude to the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Yeshayavu B'mheira B'yameinu, Shabbat Shalom to all.